You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Sadio Mane to score and Liverpool to win was 23-20. It's now 6-4. And Nasser Chadli, who's been in fine form for West Brom, for him to score and West Brom to cause the upset at Anfield, that was 18-1. It's now 25-1. Derek, Jurgen Klopp's hand was probably forced on Monday night with the lack of fitness for Adam Lallana and had to play Daniel Sturridge up front. When Sturridge was withdrawn and Lallana came on in that second half, they looked such a different team with Roberto Firmino playing in that number nine role. And I think Lallana probably will be back to full fitness for this. I can see Daniel Sturridge being forced out of Liverpool by the end of the season.
Yeah, he's not a Klopp player, is he? And he just looked woeful against United on Monday. And you're right, the improvement since Lallana came on was immense. Supposedly a not fully fit Lallana. It wasn't so much Lallana coming up. Well, it was, because it allowed Firmino to go down the middle, and he's been a sensation this season and the latter part of last season. I had my doubts when he came into this side, but he's done everything right. So I think he'll be out. And I'll tell you, a guy that hasn't caught the attention on Merseyside, but I love him. I think he's sensational, playing out of position at the moment. But we'll see the best of him when he goes further forward. And that's Wijnaldum. I think he's been sensational. Done absolutely nothing wrong in the middle of the park. And Liverpool missed him against United. He's back this weekend. So you can understand why Liverpool are a long odds on to beat West Brom. But there's a big but here. I can't believe that Tony Pulis, he's managed some ordinary teams, hasn't he? West Brom being one of them. In his last 8 Premier League games against Liverpool, he hasn't lost a single one. That's quite incredible, isn't it? 6 of them have been draws. I mean, that's no surprise, because you know how he sets his team up. You'll have seen how Man United set the setup against Liverpool, how they, foiled and thwarted them and basically, didn't give them any space. He'll do exactly the same at the weekend. And I'm going to go for a draw here at 9-2. I still can't trust Liverpool at long odds on. I can't. If I'm backing somebody at 3-10, basically I want to pass the post already. That's not my kind of territory. And there's still minor doubts in my mind. If Liverpool are kept at bay for 60 minutes, and that's feasible when West Brom comes to town, I can imagine the crowd getting a bit edgy and, things not quite going right. I've got my doubts about this fixture.
You say that Tony Pulis has managed some ordinary sides. He's only ever managed ordinary sides,
yeah,
Tony Pulis.
Exactly.
That's been his MO throughout his career.
Well, they weren't ordinary until he took over.
West Brom to draw then at Liverpool at Anfield, 9-2. I can't see it, Tom. Can you? Can you see West Brom eking out a draw?
I can't. I mean, a lot was made on Monday night of Manchester United's game plan, and rightly so. But I also thought the occasion got to Liverpool. I think there was an element of them that thought, well, we're better than you, going forward, and we're eventually going to find the gaps that you're going to try and, sort of close out. And they just never really showed that guile, I thought, Liverpool, particularly in that first half, to just think, right, OK, it shouldn't have come as a surprise, if it did, how Manchester United set up. And it won't come as a surprise how Tony Pulis is going to set up. The only difference here is the personnel. And you look at the West Brom side, and I know they've drawn the last 3 games. And I know they drew against Tottenham Hotspur at home, and they've drawn away from home, but only against Sunderland and Stoke, who weren't in great form. But the likes of Evans and Fletcher in particular, they've not got that pace, and I think Liverpool will be able to pull this West Brom side around a little bit. But I agree with Derek. I think that there's something about Liverpool that, and I can't really put my finger on it, and I've been trying all season, really, because when they've been great, as we talked about, they've been sensational. But if it's not going for them, I wonder about a sort of plan B. Do they have the ability to mix it with a West Brom side? I think Liverpool eventually win out. I think there's too much pace, too much movement in this side. But I'm gonna back the draw, Liverpool, at 16-5, because I think West Brom will stifle Liverpool, but I think eventually they'll get over the line and get the 3 points.
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill.
Hey, oh, let's go, let's go.
Simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week on pre-match football accumulators with 4 or more selections, and you'll get a £5 free bet on the Friday. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now. When the fun stops.